Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
1397, and be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Rhythm section bringing us back, ARS. I'm Jim Blasingame, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I am a small business advocate, and my website so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, soon-to-be old friend. Bob Bethel is here. Robert Thomas Bethel is the name of the book, Strengthen Your Business, which is his new book about how to foolproof how to develop foolproof strategies for your business so you don't fail like the and don't get into trouble like the 77 companies he turned around. Bob, thanks again for being here. When we left the last segment, we were talking about the fact that you can succeed yourself out of business. There are a lot of times you can fail when it didn't look like you were going to fail, and it's mostly because people don't understand the dynamics of growth. They don't understand that growth. For at least if you're a business-to-business organization, growth is not self-funding. That was one of the biggest aha moments for me, Bob, was when I learned that growth is not self-funding. What do you think?
You're exactly right, Jim. Growth is not self-funding, and it's a huge balancing act to grow a company of any type. In the 77 businesses that I've taken over, they encompass 25 different industries. So the things that we point out in the book, it is how to sustain growth. And if you stop and think about it, there is so much logic. I've taken over a lot of engineering companies, and those companies start with someone who has a great idea for a product or service, but that person doesn't know about sales and marketing.
They're innovative, but they're not operators.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And one of the things, Jim, that I tell people when I meet with businesses that are in trouble is, and I've done this religiously, I continue to do it, and that is identify the five most successful people in the industry you're in, and pick up the phone and ask them if you can come visit them and get some advice. Now, everybody's egotistical. So if you call me and tell me what a great person you think I am.
What a genius you are.
Exactly. If you come visit me, I'm going to say yes. I've never been turned down in 52 years. And you will come away. If you will go sit down with those people for a few minutes, you will get more better advice than you can find anywhere, from any consultant on any subject. Find someone who is successful in your industry and ask them for help. It works. So there's so many things that I point out in the book. One of the huge things is years ago, Jim, I had gotten a line of credit. Was in my 20s. Got a line of credit for my business that I bought, and I was at the bank, and the chairman of the board was coming out of the bank, and he was a friend of my parents, and I knew that he didn't know anything about my line of credit, but I went up to him and thanked him, and he said, yes, I'm aware of your line of credit, and I need to ask you to do me a favor. I'll stay out of your business if you'll stay out of my business. And I said, I have no desire to be in banking business. He said, son, you already are. I looked at your financials. You're carrying accounts receivable. What that means is you're borrowing money from
right.
me to loan to your customer
right.
to buy your product.
You weren't making sales. You were making loans.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So you can't grow a company if you're sitting on top of a pile of receivables that gets larger and larger and larger as time passes. Matter of fact, I have a friend in Alabama that I've known for a long, long time, called me about a year ago. He had a trucking company, a large trucking company, and he said, the banks are going to shut me down. My line of credit has grown and grown. I said, send me your financials. He did. I looked at his receivables, and Jim, they were huge.
He was rich, but somebody else had his money.
Exactly right. So I picked up the phone. I said, send me an age receivable list. I want to look at it.
Right.
Long story short, two companies had about 80% of his receivables.
Oh, yeah.
And I called him back, and I said, what's your terms? He said, net 60 days.
Wow.
Now, he was paying his driver weekly. He was
wow.
paying for gas, which was a direct draw on his bank account.
Yeah.
And both of these companies are top 100 Fortune 500 companies.
Right.
And I said, here's what you do right now. You go sit down with them and tell them they're breaking you. You've got to go from 60 days to 1 week. And do you know when he called me back that afternoon, Jim, and he said, you're not going to believe this. I went to both places, and they laughed and said, we wondered how long you could do
holy
this.
Mackerel. Well, yeah, because
they agree.
Because when you tell somebody net 30, they think that means net 45, don't they?
Absolutely. Yes.
So if you tell them net 60, that means net 90. Hold on to that thought. We'll get right back with Robert Bethel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.